Now with an update on state and regional news, Marva Hinton is standing by in the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. Good morning.
Good morning, Wanda. It seems lawmakers have moved farther apart in negotiations to avoid the so-called fiscal cliff. Matt Laszlo reports Republicans are upset that the president wants the debt ceiling included in budget talks.
Republicans are furious that the president is calling for a debt ceiling increase to be included in any deal on the Bush-era tax cuts, which are set to expire in January. Some are calling it a power grab by the executive branch. After voting for the debt ceiling increase last time, outgoing South Florida Republican Alan West says he'll oppose an increase this time.
We need to say stop on our spending and start reversing the cycle, because right now you're in a dangerous situation where your debt is outpacing your GDP, and we have a very anemic GDP. So the calamity is soon to come.
Credit rating agencies are threatening to downgrade the U.S. credit rating if lawmakers let the U.S. default on its debt. Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly says Republicans are playing with fire.
They almost brought this country to the brink of default, which would have been cataclysmic. And it is because of their action that we face sequestration.
While the debt ceiling doesn't represent the approval of any new spending, many rank-and-file Republicans say the fact that Congress is being asked to allow more borrowing shows the administration hasn't gotten serious about cutting the deficit. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio is speaking out on the crisis. In this week's Republican address, he said the goal should be to bring more people into the middle class.
Their journey is also our nation's destiny. And if they can give their children what our parents gave us, well, then life in 21st century America can be better than it has ever been.
Rubio also said tax cuts should be extended to even those earning more than $250,000 a year.
We must reform our complicated, uncertain, job-killing tax code by getting rid of unjustified loopholes. But our goal should be to generate new revenue by creating new taxpayers, not new taxes.
Rubio says the country needs to reform its entitlement programs if it's going to control its debt. So what do you think about the so-called fiscal cliff? Will we go careening off the edge? Send us a tweet at WLRN to share your thoughts. Many political observers believe former Governor Charlie Crist will now seek the Democratic nomination to challenge Republican Governor Rick Scott in 2014. If so, GOP leaders say there will be that much more motivation to re-elect Scott. Crist was a Republican, then became an independent, and is now a Democrat. He announced his change of party over the weekend via Twitter. And Picasso, Botero, Matisse, and countless others have their boarding passes and are ready to leave Miami. Within minutes of Art Basel Miami Beach's closing last night, the business of packing up the artwork for transport began. Montreal gallerist Robert Lando says it's a delicate operation.
First of all, they're wrapped carefully in bubble wrap, and then they are packed in cardboard boxes which have rubber inside, and then they go into wooden crates. So they're sort of triple wrapped, if you will.
While many of the pieces are going back to their original galleries, others are heading off to new homes. A Warhol painting was snatched up on opening day of this year's Art Basel. An American collector bought it for $3.8 million. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Wanda Miles.
Thank you.